So you mentioned the affinity study, and I am curious in what situations, if any, right now you would want to give adjuvant pertuzumab.
So I think adjuvant pertuzumab would be for those patients with a very heavy bulk. So although we're treating more and more patients neoadjuvantly with HER2-positive cancer, every so often we see a patient who's had surgery already and surprise, surprise, has had 12 nodes positive or something like that. So I think if you're looking at a young patient with a heavy nodal bulk, I think those might be the patients where you want to consider it. But I think with the heavy nodal bulk, certainly for those patients without nodal disease, the data wasn't impressive. One of the things to say about the AFFINITY trial that I think hasn't been mentioned enough is they had a capping of the node negative. And the node negative patients were accrued very quickly at the beginning. When we look at the AFFINITY results that were presented at ASCO and published, those are early results. So we might see that the results are better with longer follow-up because more of the node-positive patients are going to have longer follow-up later. So I hope I'm being clear here, but the early results with the median follow-up we've got thus far of just a little over 3 years is going to be mainly the node negatives because they were accrued first. So the longer follow-up is going to be for the node positives, and we might see more benefit for the node positives as we get longer follow-up.
I mean, to me, it kind of looks like it's following sort of a hazard ratio kind of thing, which is, are you going to look at it that way? In other words, the higher the risk, the greater the benefit. For example, would you consider adjuvant pertuzumab with one positive node?
So probably with isolated tumor cells, no. But if it's a 3-centimeter node that's completely replaced, again, you know, we've talked a lot about biology over the last few years. But architecture still matters. The size of the tumor and the nodal involvement still matters. And I think that's what we're seeing from a lot of the genomic tests, that they're getting modified based on that. So I think if you had one positive node in a 32-year-old that was a heavily involved node, you might look at it differently than if it was a 62-year-old woman with isolated tumor cells. It's a different story.